From Philip Semple, PF, if these urgent care, today's date is 07/19/2025. The patient is for Miss Veronica Pago. Pago spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. 54-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient was recently seen. On 07/18, correction, on 07/17/2025, with right lower quadrant pain. She had an exam which was concerning for appendicitis. A CT scan was done, stat, and the results is available. Patient is back to follow up on that results period. She indicated she's feeling a little better after receiving lincomycin in the clinic today, in the clinic on the 17th. And say that she started the medication prescribed. However, she still feels a little discomfort in her right lower quadrant and right flank regions. She says she's eating and drinking okay, denies vomiting, diarrhea, or nausea. She recalled those medications she received on the 17th as macrobid, pyridium, and diflucan as a standby in the event she gets a yeast infection from multiple antibiotics, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2-SAT is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 151 over 91. Repeat blood pressure is 132 over 87. Pulse is 112. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.7. Previous paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guard, no visible peristalsis. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulla. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right lower quadrant pain. Assessment number two is pyelonephritis. And number three is follow-up from prior visit for right lower quadrant pain. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received another injection of lincomycin, 600 milligrams IM. Today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. And she and I discussed the result of the CT scan. The CT scan which read kidneys of normal size and shape, although with mild right renal cortical scallopin, likely chronic sequela of past infectious process. The overall assessment for this study is a moderate amount of retained stool throughout the large bowel, which may reflect a sequela of constipation in a proper clinical setting. Find next line findings. It represents sequela of evolving pyelonephritis. The radiologist recommend physical examination and lab value for 4D evaluation. Today those labs were drawn. CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4. A1C and vitamin D. Then she was advised to stop the macrobid and to start Cipro, 500 milligrams BID. To come back to the clinic in 7 days for re-evaluation. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.